Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take us to the end of the small book of James in chapter 5, and we're going to talk a little bit about the power of prayer. Just go ahead is what the real message is. In verse 13, here's what the text says. Are any of you suffering hardships? Well, okay, that one right there. It's like, come on, dude, you started James in the first chapter saying we're all going to have hardships. Now you're asking, are any of us suffering from them? And the answer is, I don't know anybody that isn't. And one of the great things about how God views us and the difficulties in our life is that he doesn't rank them. He doesn't look at our sins and say, okay, that's worse than that, and that's worse than that. And neither should we. We shouldn't look at other people's hardships and think, oh, well, you know, I wish I had their problems. Because the honest truth is, God sees each individual problem with great individual care. So if any of you are suffering hardships today, this is what James says to do. You should pray. Okay, he doesn't go on and give you five more points. He says, you should pray. So right now, would you join me as we pray? Now, let me just stop and say, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but join us in anyway. Lord, would you today, with every hardship that we struggle with, would you step into that and let us understand your will and your direction in our life? And for every person that is listening and participating in this podcast, God, give them the ability to pray without ceasing, that they may hear from you and you might give them direction all day long. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for your promise to answer. In Jesus' name. You know what? The next statement is, are any of you happy? Okay, come on now. First question, anybody suffering? Second question, are any of you happy? And it says, you should sing praises. So, you know, why not go ahead, find a song and just sing your guts out? And especially if it's a pretty day when you happen to be listening to this and the windows can be down, just go ahead and sing. I mean, just have at it. So I stopped at a red light. I was probably in Duluth area, coming across Pleasant Hill on Peachtree Industrial, and I'm sitting at that red light the other day, and I just said to Zach, our worship leader, on a phone call, hey man, can we do the doxology? And so, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking about this song I've known since I was a kid, so, you know, I crank out in song, you know, praise God from whom all blessings flow. I mean, I'm just having at it, right? I'm having a blast. You wouldn't believe the weird looks you get, but it's worth it. And if any of you are happy, sing. And then listen to this. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you'll be forgiven. So if you look at these statements that James has, if you're suffering, pray. If you're happy, sing. Are any of you sick? Call the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. And you know, there's nothing magic to the oil, right? Oil is a picture of the Spirit of God. We're asking, as we come in a repentant state, clean us up, power wash our heart, and then we come by faith and pray over somebody that's sick. If you're in some type of need with that today, if you're related to or around Sugar Hill Church, we'd be honored to come pray over you and anoint your head with oil. And if you're not around Sugar Hill, find a Bible-believing New Testament church, and they will. But this particular short three verses gives us great word. If you're suffering, pray. And it doesn't say just pray and stop. The intent there is you should continue to pray. And if you're happy, you continue to sing. And if you're sick, call on others to pray over you and to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord, because such a prayer offered in faith will heal you. My friends, that's what it's like when you just go ahead and pray. Thanks for joining us today on this weekday podcast. I hope that you'll jump over and participate in our weekday meditation as well. You can do that on the Sugar Hill Church app on our website at sugarhill.church, or you can just simply grab it and subscribe to it in iTunes as one of their podcasts, just the weekday meditation. I promise you, it's about 6 or 7 minutes that will light you up for the day and help you find peace and direction. So thanks again. We'll see you back soon on the weekday podcast. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.